Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Preacher and the Miracle Man show here on this Tuesday, February 26th of 2019. And February 26th, it's hard to believe. We are 2 days from March. 2 days from the start of March, believe it or not. And winter is basically 24, 25 days away from being finished. Although that groundhog, I don't know what we're going to do with the groundhog. He didn't see a shadow. And I don't know what we're going to do with the groundhog, Annie. I don't know. Well, depends on how the next couple weeks go.
Yeah.
This next week doesn't look good at all. Looks pretty bad. Better get good after that, because after that there's only two more weeks for it to actually do what he said it would do, which is early spring. And speaking of groundhog shadows and weather and that, I do have a weather bulletin from the National Weather Service. And what do you know? It's another present. This time, a winter weather advisory for Midland, Bay, Saginaw, Tuscola, Shiawassee, Genesee counties, midnight tonight to 5 p.m. tomorrow. Another Wednesday, another warning or advisory from the Weather Service. This is the seventh time in a row that there's been one of these. Seventh Wednesday in a row. This is just crazy. It's got to stop some point. Has to. I mean, yep. Now I have to remember, Winter Warning Wednesdays. Kind of sounds like a marketing thing, doesn't it? Winter Warning Wednesdays.
Yeah.
That's basically what this year has been all about. Wild Winter Weather Wednesdays. Because to this point, four of the snow days have come on Wednesdays. We could easily make it five tomorrow. Midland's supposed to play Dow tomorrow. I'll just mention that real quick because this relates to scheduling. If that game ends up happening tonight at 7, like it's tomorrow night at 7, like it's supposed to, then we'll be doing a makeup show on Thursday. And I won't be doing a radio show because instead I'll be at the game. If, however, the game has to be rescheduled, then I'll be doing a show tomorrow night. So, fingers crossed, we'll have to wait and see what happens. I'll talk more about the game, though, later in sports when we get there. Meantime, approximate snow accumulations are around here, it's 3 to 6. In most other places in the advisory area, it's 3 to 5. But it looks like us here in the Midland County area are right in the bullseye. So we will likely get the biggest chunk of it. Down towards Detroit area, though, it drops off real quick to like 2 to 4. When closer to the Ohio line, it's like 1 to 2 city of Detroit, and then 1 further down, and then nothing south. So it's kind of a system that is mainly Michigan, which sometimes you get these, but a lot of them come from other places. So just to keep in mind, it's winter. Hopefully, we only got a month of it left, and then it's going to depart right on time, maybe even a few days early. And hopefully, it's going to actually leave on time, and then we're going to go right to 70 degrees, right, Annie?
Absolutely.
We're going to go right to 70 degrees, March 23rd, and not a worry. And I wish it would actually work that way. I wish. in the meantime, I want to thank you all for coming on to this radio program. I know that God has great stuff for you. We have great things in store for you. I can't wait to delve into the Word in a bit. But we have some other court business that we're going to take care of first. Yeah, first we're going to tell the listeners how they can tell others how to be a part. And then got a monologue / icebreaker stuff I'm going to talk about. And then we're going to pray and get into the Word. And then we'll do the sports as we usually do at the end of the program. So that's the plan for tonight. Listeners, those of you who have been around for, if you're a veteran of the show, bear with me for just a minute. Everyone else, folks, it is very easy for you to tell other people how they can be a part of the radio, Blog Talk Radio, Preacher and Miracle Man radio broadcast. Generally, we run the program 3 nights a week, Monday through Wednesday. We start it at about 6:30, and we run it until pretty close to 8 o'clock. So generally, it's pretty close to 90 minutes. Sometimes we get done a little bit earlier. Early other times, we run right up to it. It all depends. As I said before, we talk, we talk about some current events and what have you. We talk about sports, and we also have a time of Bible study, where I'll read a couple of chapters out of the Bible, and then I'll exhort either on that or on something else that God has given me. Because I'm always led by the Holy Spirit here on this radio program. Here's how you can tell people how to be a part of the program. What they can do is they can go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that's blogtalkradio.com, all one word. And then you'll see, when you get on the website, you'll see a search bar. In the search bar, you will type in Upfront Entertainment. Okay. After you type that in the search bar, you'll see a link that says Live and Large. Okay. After you click on that link, you'll see a button that says Miracle Man. Go ahead and click that button. Then you'll see a follow button, which we want you to hit. Because then you're going to start getting notified when we get ready to do our shows. And about 15 minutes or half hour before showtime, you'll get that notification so you can be ready to join us. You can listen to the program on your computer, on your your computer, your tablet, or on your smartphone. In fact, we always say it's always a smart thing to listen to this radio program on your smartphone. And we truly do mean it. Also, we have a telephone number where you can call in to be a part of the program. And we can talk about generally anything you want to talk about as long as it's not political. The number to call and be a part of that is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. 3810. Listen for the prompts and then go ahead and press 1. You hear the call thing that says Trump's live show, go ahead and press 1. Then you'll go through a call screener. Then my assistant will answer the phone and she'll want to know who you are, where you're from. And then she'll let me know we have a caller. And I'll clear it and I'll let you on. And I'll say, what say you? And then you can have the floor and say what you wish. And hopefully we can get some awesome calls tonight. I really hope so. So, folks, I wanted to mention, I was thinking about ranking these worst to best, but I decided it would be too hard. So I just figured I would mention favorite donut places that I've been to that still exist and why they are my favorite. So, like, what's so special about them? All right. One of them is in Bay City, Mount Pleasant, and Clare, Cops and Donuts. My go-to with them, it's actually a couple different things. One is the chocolate peanut butter deputy. It's a really long John, chocolate and peanut butter filling on the inside of it. Delicious. Also, they have a squealer, which is a maple donut with bacon on top. Here in Midland, we have the Gourmet Cupcake Shop. They have quite a few good ones. They have a Nutter Butter glazed rings, peanut butter Long John, a couple other good ones that I really like. You'll notice that peanut butter is involved in a lot of these. Bridgeport, there's one in Bridgeport called Buttercrust Bakery. I have two go-tos here. One of them is what's called a Yum Yum, which is just a classic donut with like a buttery type thing on it. It's called a Yum Yum. It's so soft and delicious and so amazing. Also, they have a peanut butter and jelly donut, which is amazing. Which sends me straight down the road to Donna's Donuts in Flint, Michigan, as they have a delicious peanut butter and jelly donut. Also, this one is a nutty donut, but that doesn't take anything away from it at all. And service with a smile every time. And I love it. Next we go north and we find Chuck Wagon. And they have donuts that are the size of my face, including a peanut butter cinnamon roll and other awesome donuts of various flavors that are humongo. Next, we go to an Amish bakery. This is in Clare. They have delicious, delicious, delicious whoopie pies, chocolate, oatmeal, and pumpkin. My favorite by far is the pumpkin whoopie. Yeah, but this is supposed to be about donuts. Yes. They have a very good strawberry glazed donut there also. Now we go back down to Detroit and other major cities that have this. Krispy Kreme donuts. Krispy Kreme donuts in Detroit and other places. I love their variety and they taste great. And finally, like I said, I am not ranking these at all. I decided it was too hard to rank them. I was going to try it, but I figured it would be too hard. And so I just decided to just kind of go with the flow. So finally, Chattanooga, Tennessee. This one might be the best one, period. I don't know, but it might be. They have these, they have a pancake donut. They have an awesome Bavarian cream. They have a banana pudding donut. Where else are you going to find one of those? A banana pudding donut. Hey, you've never heard of them up here, Annie, have you?
What?
Banana pudding donuts.
No, I love banana pudding donuts.
Crude southern heaven. Yes, it is, isn't it? I'm guessing some of the best you've had is in like Atlanta. Am I right?
Banana pudding.
Yes.
Atlanta, Alabama.
Yes, heaven. Both places.
Praise God.
Yes. Glory to God. That banana pudding, and it's worth every pound. I mean, every sweet taste of heaven.
Yeah.
I mean, forget about the pounds, folks. We can worry about those later. When we're at the table, we just want to eat, right? Go on. Woo! You gonna have another piece? But yes, this. Banana pudding donut. Oh my goodness. I may get myself hungry just talking about that donut with the banana pudding on it.
Like it.
Julie Darling Donuts, Chattanooga, Tennessee, right near downtown. And delectable. Sure, you saw a couple good ones in Atlanta, like Sublime Donuts. You might have seen that. I never went inside, but you remember seeing it, don't you? You did see Sublime Donuts? And you imagine it would be on this list if I had went there, huh?
Yeah, I'm
sure. What about Dutch Grill? Do they have an extreme amount of variety too?
Where's that at?
Woodward, kind of near 8 Mile or 7 Mile.
Probably. I'm trying to see if I can picture it. I don't think I can.
Wasn't there one in Mexican Town somewhere that had an extreme?
That's the one I'm thinking. I love Mexican.
Does that donut shop have like a super crazy amount of variety?
Yeah, and they're really big.
Are they like this place that's a lot of donut for not a lot of money, like that kind of thing? Was that Dutch Grill that I'm thinking of that's like that?
No, if it's cheaper, it's probably a Mexican Town because everything's cheap there.
Because they are kind of basement donut prices for what you get, aren't they?
And
another thing about this place in Bridgeport, they use an oven that is like at least 50 years old. So you know you're getting good old-fashioned donuts. I don't know if it's clay. I need to ask the manager next time I go in there.
That's cool.
I don't know if it's a clay oven or whatever, because those are some of the best donuts, aren't they?
I've never really cared for donuts. I told you that, even when I was little.
However, this certain donut that I call the yum-yum, me and Donut actually really called it the num-num because it's so nummy, 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 nummy.
Is that the bread pudding one?
No, the one in Bridgeport. The bread pudding, that one was in Chattanooga.
Okay.
And that was the only one on this list that wasn't in... That wasn't here. Eventually, folks, as I come up, as I've had go to more donut places than other places, I'm going to have to narrow this to like a top five or something,
yeah.
Folks. I'm going to have to rank them because I've had some that were better than the gourmet cake shop here for sure. It's just ranking them. I had a hard time trying to rank them, folks. That's why I didn't do it. It'd probably be like five or six, I think, of the nine I mentioned. That place in Chattanooga would probably be number one, I think. But next time I go to Texas, I didn't go to one donut shop the one time I went to Texas. That's going to change real fast next time I go because...
You have to go to Whataburger, too.
Yep, So if I'm there, like, for 6 or 7 days, then I'm going to try to go to at least, like, 3 or 4 different ones. And no, they can't be the same chain either. I'm going to make sure that that's forbidden, so I won't be going to the same chain twice. The same donut chain, I mean. The same donut chain twice, I'm not going to do that. Unless one of them has, like, a very special different one. And in Houston, I'm sure I wouldn't run out of options very quickly, even if it was Houston, would I?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not just all Shipley's and Kalash factories. There's a lot of other ones. Even how was Austin donut wise? They had a good amount, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because like you said, Texas is basically food heaven, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll find. Do you think there might be more different things like that there than what there is even in Georgia, you feel like?
In Austin?
I mean, in Texas as a whole.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's a reason they are constantly on the fat, one of the fattest cities in the country.
Their food is so good.
Amen, folks. You heard it first from somewhere else. Okay. And then a couple of ongoing updates.
I just got ribbed.
What?
Bay Aranac School District. I just got an email saying that we're going to school for the 21st instead of the 5th to make up all the snow days.
Woo!
I'm not going. I don't know what's going.
You just send them a thing that with a little screw. You just send them something with a little. You just get something with a screwdriver emoji. That's what you do. If you have a screwdriver emoji, just send it to them and be like.
That'll get you fired.
By the way. Don't send it to him, just to your mom or something.
Okay, I'll send a mass email to all the staff. They'll probably agree with me, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't think the students are going to come as a problem. So,
if I had any say in it, I'd make sure they didn't come. Yep, mass revolt. June 5th, school's out. Okay, folks, don't worry. We're going to edit that last minute or so off of it. So back to true reality, a couple of other updates, folks. Still could not find the cherry vanilla Coke. No, the orange vanilla Coke. I tried calling a couple more places today. They didn't have it. Yep. And it went on sale in America yesterday. I don't know why they don't have it up here yet. Even in the 20-ounce bottles. I'm going to try tonight because I don't want the snow to come and then end up getting it and then they run out. So we'll see what happens because I really want to find it.
Oh, it's sold out?
It just went on the shelf like on Monday.
Where was that?
Just in general, I think.
Yeah.
What were you saying, Lauren?
It went on the shelves on Monday.
How do you know? You never found it either, did you?
No, I didn't.
Did you even look for it?
I did.
I don't know why they're not getting it. But anyhow, folks. So there's that.
Apparently it's in Atlanta.
Yeah, and of course Chat Town because they get all the nice stuff that we never get.
Yeah, it'll make us wait a minute.
Royal Oak. Wi-Fi never works there.
Where's Midland on this list? Where's Forward Shell Food Mart?
You know Midland. I mean, come on now.
Where's World Shell Food Mart? Because I just want to be lazy and go into the gas station and have it in the front cooler door right there. Boom. I'm just saying, convenience. There's just something about not having to go in that big old grocery store. Because to be honest with you, folks, I'd actually want it to just drive through. You just go through a drive through and have them handed to you in the bottle. That'd be all good. Because other than the malls and what have you, I'm that guy that would just want everything through the drive through. You already know I'm that guy, don't you? Because, just like a lot of people like us. That's part of why America is how we are. Because we always want everything just through the drive-thru that quick.
We want everything fast, and right now we have no patience.
Like with the cherry vanilla Coke, I wish you could just go through like a drive-thru gas station and then have it. Those are a thing in Texas, aren't they?
They're a thing in bad areas too, basically, because people, steal a lot. So there's a lot of drive-thrus in Detroit, and even Saginaw.
I thought the drive-thrus were more of a convenience thing, so you didn't have to get out of your car. Because I want them for the convenience. That's why I want them. And for them to have, like, every soft drink imaginable. And for them to be, like, so close to your house and everything else. Mm-hmm. Not having to get in the cold. Just have it be right there. Okay. Two more things we're gonna get into prayer and get into the word. Two things. McDonald's still's got the cheesy fries going on, still got the donut sticks going down. Both of these are limited time only. See restaurant for details and prices. Last thing, a reminder. Punchki Day is a week from today.
You can ask that.
What?
Tuesday.
What about it?
When it was.
A week from today, folks.
I wish I should know that.
It should have showed up on the calendar. Mm-hmm. If you got the calendar app on the phone.
No, I don't.
My phone does because I have an iPhone. Regardless, what kind of punch key will you choose? Not you, Annie. I'm thinking about the listeners. That's what I was saying. What kind of punch key will you choose? Will you choose the ubiquitous strawberry, maybe lemon? Maybe you'll want to be one of those odd ones and go for the prune. Or you'll be adventurous and maybe go for a peanut butter.
Peanut butter would be amazing.
Oh, yes.
I didn't even know we had those.
Hmm.
What about you,
Rarus? Oh, I've never had a peanut butter one yet, but if I found one, oh, kick him a whole short day to the shake him a whole ram and a shorty. There better be one in heaven somewhere. Because I need a peanut butter punch key with all that filling. Folks, I might just come up with a special song for the peanut butter filling. Maybe one of you listeners from near or far might just have it in you. Have it in your heart to send me a peanut butter punch key.
The person that came up was that Buttercrust Bakery in Bridgeport.
They have peanut butter punch keys?
Yep. You want to go? I work next Tuesday.
We're not going to have a choice but to. It's not like we're going to have a choice.
Okay, we can go.
Yeah, because they better have them still.
Well, then I'm sure they will. They'll probably have a bunch that day.
Because we all know, folks, that those things are, listeners, we all know punch keys are from heaven. And if you don't, you're missing out on a slice of heaven on earth. I know God didn't make the punch keys and put them down from heaven, but that doesn't mean they're not just oh so scrumptiously delicious, because they are. So delicious. But So that is, let me just check the clock real quick. All right. Time to get to work. We're going to pray, and then we're going to open up the Word of God to an awesome story. Lord Jesus, I thank you for these listeners. These listeners who have made the right choice to come and be a part of this program, to learn of you, to learn of your ways, so that we may all be more like you. I thank you, Lord, that you're in the inside of us. You're working on the outside of us as we are a work in progress. And that you're just helping us, Lord, showing us how we can be more like you. Thank you that you use me tonight, and that you just flow through me. Your Spirit will just flow through me, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I confess over this program right now that great increases in listenership will come to this radio program, that finances will come to this radio program, that partners and sponsors will come to this radio program, but most importantly, God, I'm believing you for souls, salvations to take place on this radio program, people to choose to give their lives to you. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's go to Luke chapter 18. Praise God, Luke 18. And just want to remind you, whatever I do here at McDonald's, you go ahead and do wherever you are, as long as you're in a safe place that you can do so. Luke 18. Just looking for my spot. Once I find it, I'm going to start reading, and I'll invite you to go ahead and follow. I'm going to begin with verse 1. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time he refused. But finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see to my, I will see that she gets justice so that she will not eventually wear me out of her coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones? Cry out to him day and night. Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Let's turn the page. Verse 9. So some who were confident of their own righteousness and look down on everybody else. Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. God, I thank you that I am not like other men. Robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this IRS collectors. I mean, the tax collector should be like one of those guys that work for the IRS. I'll just keep going on. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but he beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Verse 15. People were also bringing babies to Jesus to have him touch them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said, let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. A certain ruler asked him, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Why do you call me good? Jesus answered, no one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony. Honor your father and your mother. All these I have kept since I was just a boy, he said. When Jesus heard this, he said to him, and you still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. When he heard this, he became very sad because he had great, great wealth. And Jesus looked at him and said, how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. Just turn the page again. Indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Those who heard this asked, then who then can be saved? Jesus replied, what is impossible with man is possible with God. Peter said to him, we have left all we had to follow you. I tell you the truth, Jesus said, no one who has left home or wife, or brothers, or parents, or children, for the sake of the kingdom of God, will fail to receive many times as much in that age and in the age to come, eternal life. Verse 31. Jesus took the 12 aside and told them, we are going up to Jerusalem. For it is written, the prophets about the Son of Man will not be fulfilled. He will be handed over to the Gentiles. They will mock him. They will insult him, spit on him, flog him, and kill him. On the third day, he will rise again. And the disciples did not understand any of this. Its meaning was hidden from them, and they did not know what he was talking about. Verse 35 now. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting at the roadside eating a donut. Annie, does it say he was doing that? Oh, he was, let me think here. He was, he was begging. He was sitting at the roadside begging. And when he heard the crowd going by, he asked what was happening. And they told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. He called out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Those who led the way rebuked him, and they told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. When he came near, Jesus asked him, What do you want me to do for you? Lord, I want to see, he replied. Jesus said to him, Receive your sight. Your faith has healed you. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus, praising God. When all the people saw it, they also praised God. All right, let's go over to our text for the Miracle Man, Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11. We're going to Hebrews 11, and we're going to begin reading at the first verse. Here we go. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what was seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. And by faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life, so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when he was warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear he built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he confirmed the word and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land, like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, just as Isaac and Jacob did, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father, because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so, with this one man, and he, as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All of these people were still living by faith when they died, as they did not receive the things promised. They only saw them, and they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were led longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, he offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promise was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. I'm turning the page. Verse 21 now. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses, his parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw that he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God, rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking forward to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who was invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. What more shall I say? I don't have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, and they refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. Persecuted and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Chapter 12, first two verses. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let's throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let's fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. All right. So, let us discuss kind of what we have been reading about. Well, what you see with this rich young ruler, this rich ruler, you know why one of my sad is because he had so many possessions that were so important to him. And then God said, Jesus comes out and he says, how hard it is to enter, for a rich man, to enter the kingdom of God. And what he specifically says is, therefore I tell you the truth. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to go through, to enter the kingdom of God. And, of course, Peter comes out, and Peter says, well, Jesus, in that case, who can be saved? And he said, and I quote, with God, all things are possible. Get that in your mind. All things are possible with God. Even things that aren't possible to the man's eye. There's just certain things that man cannot do, even if they wanted to. But you want to know the good news? The good news is that with God, nothing is impossible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. No circumstances. No surgeries. Nothing is too hard for my God. Amen. And this blind Bartimaeus, this blind Bart guy, he's sitting out there on the roadside begging. He hears a bunch of people going by. You know, he's sitting there on the roadside. Back then, you know, there was no sidewalks in that in town. There was just paths and what have you. But he hears all those people. And he's asking, you know, folks, what's going on here? Why is there so much commotion? Or as we might say it, what's up? Or I might say, why is it so busy? It was so crowded and packed because people were following Jesus. Jesus was coming to the area. And when he was told Jesus was coming, Jesus said, he told those people who were helping him, bring that guy up here. And so this Bartimaeus guy, he yelled out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. But all these people had to be not nice about it. And they had to say, Bartimaeus, quiet down. And then he yelled all the louder, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Then Jesus asked Bartimaeus, hey, Bart, I'm in Bartimaeus. He said, Bartimaeus, what do you want me to do for you? Bartimaeus tells him, I want to, Jesus said, these awesome words, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus. I love that. That right when he received his sight, he chose to just follow Jesus and go with him wherever Jesus ended up going. And I plan to be that guy when my sight manifests. I plan to just keep going on for God, being obedient to God, doing what God has me do on this earth. Minister to whoever he wants me to minister to. Preach wherever he wants me to preach, whatever, whether it's this or whether he wants me to, you know, whatever he wants me to do. Because I want what God wants more than what I want, of course. And so I'm just going to be obedient to God. But here's what I liked about Bart. He just had such a great heart. He was desperate, and he was also grateful. He was grateful once his healing once Jesus healed him. She showed, you know how he showed that gratitude? By following Jesus and going with Jesus to wherever Jesus went. And he just lived the rest of his life. Now, the Holy Spirit Conference is coming up next week at Living Word, Tuesday through Friday. We have night services at 7 every four of those nights. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we have a 10:30 a.m. service. I generally do not go to those. I just go to the evening ones generally. But I'm expecting some stuff from God. I am thoroughly expecting a move from God this next week. I have my expector turned on high because I'm just expecting God to move and for God to have his way there in that sanctuary this week as Dr. Barclay or whoever comes to preach, whatever Jesus does, that Jesus is just going to show himself and he's just going to come in there and be a part of that service. And he's just going to move mightily on our behalf. That's what I'm believing for at this conference. And I'm just believing that. But, folks, having this expectation for God to move, that's how we need to be as Christians. We need to have this thorough expectation that God's going to move. We got to have this expectation of miracles. If you need a miracle, you need to be expecting it. I'm going to pray in a few minutes for healing. For the sick. Maybe you're just struggling with some sickness. Maybe you're going into surgery very soon. And you're just believing for God to work and move on that thing. Well, in just a few minutes, I'm going to pray for you folks who are struggling in your body. As I will be praying for miracle, miraculous healings. Godspeed. Yes, I said Godspeed. As I know, God just wants to, God thoroughly wants to move on our behalf for us and through us, and that he's just working on the inside of us all the time and showing himself who he is to us. All right. Now, I want a song, got a song that I'm going to sing that goes with this very well. And I think you might have heard me sing this before. It's called Miracles. The one who made the deaf to hear is reaching out. The one who made the deaf to hear is moving here in front of me, moving here in front of me. The one who made the blind to see is moving me, silencing my every fear, silencing my every fear. I believe in you, I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you, I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. The one who does impossible is reaching out to make me whole, reaching out to make me whole. The one who does, who put death in its place, his life is flowing through my veins. His life is flowing through my veins. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. The God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. The God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. The God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. The God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. The God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. The God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. Yes, you are, Lord. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, that you the God of miracles, and you always just move so mightily on my behalf. And I'm going to sing another song, and then after that, I'm going to pray over the sick. I'm saying, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus, 'cause he's my friend. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus, 'cause he's my friend. 'Cause he healed my body, told me to run on. He healed my body, told me to run on. He healed my body, told me to run on. He healed my, he's my friend. seems to be no other. He's a rock that is higher than I, 'cause he's the bridge over my struggle. Jesus, he is a friend of mine. He's the way where there seems to be no other. He's the rock that is higher than I. He's the bridge over my trouble. Jesus is a friend of mine. He healed my body, told me to run on. He healed my body, he told me to run on. He healed my body, told me to run on, 'cause he's my friend. He can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. They can't nobody do me like Jesus, 'cause he's my friend. Yes, Jesus, you're the bridge over trouble, over my trouble. You're that way when there seems to be no way. You're the way, the truth, and the life. You, Jesus, you're that friend who's still there, that's closer than a brother when all the other earthly friends may have left us. You're the healer, Jesus. You're the deliverer. And you always make yourself known to us. And Lord, I pray right now over all of these people who are fighting sickness in their bodies, where they've been diagnosed with a condition that requires swift medical attention. I know, Lord, one of my listeners has surgery in the morning. I thank you, Lord God, that you do a miracle right now, so that surgery doesn't have to happen. If it does have to happen, though, the surgery, thank you that you use the surgeon's hands on this person and that you heal their body. I thank you, Lord God, that you just work miracles on all of these people who have ailments in their bodies, these sicknesses, these diseases, these cancers. I curse the sickness and disease that's trying to live on the inside of us. I bind it. I bind all of it, Lord. And I just thank you that you are the one true healer. You are the great physician. You are the healer. You are the restorer. You restore things as they were before. Not just for me, but for all of these other people who are listening. And Lord God, I also thank you for this word, that we will get it on the inside of us, and that we will just take it to heart, and that it goes with us. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Amen, amen. All right. Now, for some sports. Some boys prep scores. You had Mount Pleasant over Bay City Western, 52-48. And you had Midland down Bay City Central last night, 62-46. Dow had the bye, so this sets up tentatively a matchup of Midland versus Dow in the district semifinals tomorrow night at Midland. Well, we know it could have been somewhere else, depending on where the districts were supposed to be held this year. They're at Midland this year. That's why it's at Midland. And tentatively, that's supposed to be a 7 o'clock start. But it all depends on the snow day thing tomorrow and what happens there. Staff school, I am calling Midland High office because I really want that band to be there tomorrow. I really want them to be there. You know, I'm really ready to just go crazy, dance. If they're there tomorrow, Annie, I really hope that drum line is super hot. But by hot, I mean like as loud as it goes. You know that's what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, at the first Midland Dow game, they were speeding stuff up on purpose. You know what I mean? That's what I mean by hot.
Yep.
I'm sure they will be if they are because. Folks, we really do have one of the best. We really do. But I don't just say that I mean it, but so with that in mind, presuming that game's gonna go on tomorrow night, I'm going to pick it. You got Midland, who's got a winning record. They're 14 and 6 now. Dow, on the other hand, is like 9 and 10, 8 and 11, something like that. Both of them have some pretty good shooters. But in the Midland versus Dow series this year, Midland swept it. The first one at Midland, the other one at Dow. The one at Midland won 63-43. The other one, it was a little bit closer, but Midland's still on it. When I look at this, I look at it and go, is Midland ready to just keep it going? Or is Dow going to surprise Midland and kind of say, you got us both times at football, and you got us twice at basketball. But not this time. Well, when I look at this, what I see is Midland just wants to keep on rolling as they would then get to play the winner of whoever Mount Pleasant plays tomorrow. Whoever Mount Pleasant plays tomorrow, so looks like it would probably be Mount Pleasant that we would be playing on Friday at Midland. Because all the districts for this district are at Midland. And the thing is even if they can't be there during the game, I think they should at least advertise that the man might be there and then have them come and do that. At least that wouldn't be a bad idea if they get to play Friday.
Yeah.
Because I really think they should get one more chance, especially with all the snow days, don't you think? I really hope they get one more chance. But anyhow, folks, so I do think Midland's going to win. I think they're going to end up playing Mount Pleasant on Friday. I will have no reason to pick that game as to what that would be until after tomorrow. But I'm ready to move on now. Michigan, as a consequence of the Michigan State game, Michigan dropped from number 7 to number 9. Michigan State moved up from number 10 to number 8. You saw the same thing, Annie, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's what happens because kind of like how they say elections or whatever else have consequences. Games, in this case, games have consequences. Michigan fell because they lost. Michigan State, for winning, they move up ahead of Michigan in the AP poll. And Michigan State's also ahead in the Big Ten standings. I believe a week from Saturday is the other side of the Michigan MSU games. This time it will be in East Lansing on the 16th. I understand. Or it might be the 9th. No, it's the 9th. Excuse me. It's on the 9th. Because the 16th, that's the boys' hoops. That's there. So. Michigan goes to, has its final home game of the season on Thursday. Michigan State is on the road this coming weekend on Saturday. Pistons, they get a nice win over Indiana, 104-100 last night. They've won three in a row, 7 of 8, 8 of 10. They're really starting to turn it around. They're now at the 7th seed. Keep in mind, though, folks, with just two more losses, that were wins. If two of these wins were losses, they'd be out of it right now. So it's not like, oh, we're out of the woods. We got to keep going. We got to keep doing our best. We just got to keep the winning going so that we can keep trying to gain some ground and get into the 6th seed or the 5th seed. At least we're not in the 8th seed right now. But we just got to keep winning, as we have another chance to do that tomorrow. Tigers right now, they're doing some split squad games. On weekends during March, you'll be able to listen to the games on 790 AM. As well as all 162 of their regular season games. And the Red Wings play again very soon. Folks, until, depending on the weather situation, as I said, one last communication, if that Midland versus Dow basketball game has to be rescheduled, then there will be a show tomorrow night. If the game happens tomorrow night, then the show will not be happening tomorrow night. It all depends. So until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.